ABC Radio Australia.
Right around the world, there are fears about what lockdowns will mean for women who live in homes with an abuser. In the Pacific, women's groups in Fiji are bracing for a rise in the country's already high level of domestic violence as measures to contain the spread of coronavirus are stepped up. Around the world, there are reports of increased abuse of isolated women and children in areas that have been locked down or quarantined. The head of the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre says there could be, quote, mayhem if more help is not provided to the vulnerable. Liam Fox reports.
Domestic violence is already a huge problem in Fiji. An often quoted survey back in 2011 found nearly two-thirds of women had suffered physical and/or sexual violence at the hands of their partners. There are fears the situation could get worse as stricter measures are put in place to stop the spread of coronavirus in the country.
Whole thing about social distancing, which creates social isolation, and that is where perpetrators thrive, you know, in what they do.
Shamima Ali is the coordinator of the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre. She says the centre is yet to see an increase in calls for help for domestic violence, but predicts it will come.
There could be mayhem in terms of, you know, perhaps people being traumatised, needing a lot more counselling. We might also be dealing with the suicidal cases.
Fiji has not seen the kind of strict social isolation put in place in other countries such as Italy and the United States, where people have been ordered not to leave their homes. Only one town has been locked down, Lautoka, where the first case was discovered. It's been cut off from the rest of the country and non-essential businesses closed, but residents can still move around. Nonetheless, the lockdown is putting a lot of pressure on women, according to local resident Benita Ngio.
These women are taking it to themselves. They do not have someone to talk to. They do not have a place to distress.
She says many women have lost their jobs in the tourism and garment industries. That's a double blow, the loss of income and the increased pressure it puts on the women's families. Ms. Ngio is the executive director of the Pacific Rainbows Advocacy Network, which represents female sex workers. She says they've been hit hard too.
Most of the members of the community are finding problem to meet their needs because of the dropping clients. And with that, most of these women are not able to buy basic food items, goods like sanitary pads. And what's even worse for us here in Lautoka is that part of our sex working community are homeless.
The Fiji government is aware of the potential for an increase in domestic violence. The Minister for Women and Children, Merasani Vuniwanga, has said the safety and security of women and girls is a top priority. She has said her ministry is working with other agencies and NGOs to ensure perpetrators do not use this situation as an opportunity to commit violence. Benita Ngio has an idea to help vulnerable women.
Maybe just a hygiene kit that could have extra pads, extra panties, towels. Also, secondly, if we could have some basic food items.
Shamima Ali says the Fiji Women's Crisis Centre's 24-hour phone line will continue to operate throughout the coronavirus crisis. She says the Salvation Army has opened shelters for vulnerable women and children, and she hopes police will provide transport for those who want to stay there. Ms. Ali says men should also be targeted in any new initiatives.
We're also appealing to men, to kindness, compassion, the Pacific culture. This is the time when we come together. So, you know, we are developing messages, very clear messages about, you know, basic humanity and kindness to each other.